500 crashes on Minnesota roads. Now that the snow has stopped, a new danger is moving in, extreme cold. In Minnetonka, Minnesota, Becky Osley is preparing for temperatures that feel like 40 degrees below zero.
So what precautions do you take?
Well, getting gas. I have a quarter tank right now, and so we know the closer you are to a half a tank of gas, the more likely it is that it's not going to freeze with the cold temperatures that are coming.
In many parts of the country, today's high temperatures aren't much warmer than last night's frigid lows. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, fire officials warned against unsafe heating after a fire killed an elderly woman.
Turned all the gas burners on, and they set a fan next to it to blow that heat into the living room.
On the West Coast, heavy rain caused mudslides in the Los Angeles area. People there are still struggling to clean up.
Just as the holiday rush is getting underway, more than 2,000 flights were either canceled or delayed Saturday morning across the country. Here in Minneapolis, they're expecting their coldest temperatures in December in more than 16 years. The temperature is expected to drop to more than 20 degrees below zero. Michelle?
Thank you, Jamie Yukas. Well, despite the weather, retailers say today could turn out to be the busiest shopping day of the holiday season. Tony DuCoppel has more on Super Saturday.
The day after Thanksgiving is famous for attracting hordes of deal-hungry holiday shoppers. But this year, Black Friday may lose to another big day in retail. This is Super Saturday, the last full weekend day of shopping before Christmas morning. More than 155 million people, a full two-thirds of the country, are considering or planning to shop today, according to a survey by the National Retail Federation. That's larger than the group's estimate for Black Friday. But Sarah Quinlan, who analyzes retail data for MasterCard Advisors, thinks an even bigger sales day may still be ahead.
So it seems to be a battle between the early birds and the procrastinators, and the procrastinators are winning?
Typically,